This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States and Colombia are holding high-level talks Thursday as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wraps up a trip to the region that has included a focus on migration policy and upholding democracy. Blinken told reporters Wednesday after meeting with Colombian President Iván Duque Márquez that the two countries have many areas of potential cooperation, including in sectors such as cloud computing, health technology, and agriculture. He said such collaboration would be among the topics for further consideration during Thursday's U.S.-Colombia high-level dialogue. The United States is asking countries in the Western Hemisphere to step up pledges to tackle the immediate challenges of irregular migration as it expands eligibility for legal migration to the United States. Officials say India has administered 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, passing a milestone for India, where the Delta variant fueled its first crushing surge earlier this year. Billboards announcing the achievement with a photo of Prime Minister Narendra Modi were posted across New Delhi Thursday. About 75% of India's total eligible adult population have received at least one dose, while nearly 30% are fully immunized. The country of nearly 1.4 billion people is the second to exceed a billion cumulative doses after China, the world's most populous country, did so in June. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. This is VOA News. At least three people were killed and more than 30 others were injured after a gas explosion flattened a restaurant in Shangyang City in northeast China Thursday morning, local authorities said. So far, all the injured people have been hospitalized, with the number of casualties expected to rise as the rescue operation continues. Local authorities are currently investigating the cause of the explosion. Preparations were underway for a summit of European Union leaders in Brussels Thursday, expected to center on the energy crisis. The EU's top official, Ursula von der Leyen, wants the bloc's 27 member nations to wean themselves off natural gas to speed the transition to clean energy and make the bloc a more independent player. Von der Leyen wants the EU to double down on a swift transition to clean energy from wind and sun, which could be domestically produced in greater volumes and ultimately be cheaper than imported fossil fuels. France's European Affairs Minister said Thursday that Poland was risking, quote, taking itself out of the European Union de facto, end quote, after the country's constitutional court challenged the primacy of EU law over national law. This month, Poland's constitutional court challenged the notion that EU law supersedes the laws of its 27 member nations, with a ruling saying that some EU laws are incompatible with the nation's own constitution. That decision gives the Polish government the justification it had sought to ignore directives from the European Union's Court of Justice, which it doesn't like, particularly on matters of judicial independence. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called on North Korea Wednesday to refrain from further provocative actions and engage in, quote, sustained and substantive dialogues, end quote, after Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile from a submarine this week. North Korea test-fired a short-range submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM, Tuesday. It was the North's first launch in 2 years of an SLBM, which, if deployed, would add an unpredictable component to its fast-expanding arsenal. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity, short-range or long-range, by a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Eight Nigerian nationals face charges they were involved in internet scams and money laundering in an operation based out of Cape Town, South Africa, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Prosecutors say the eight, who are connected with the Neo-Black Movement of Africa, are charged with several federal crimes. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.